Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, last night, Jason Tatum, he kind of looked like the GOAT too. He had an amazing game for the Celtics, man. 36 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, couple blocks and a steal. Jason Tatum was 5 for 11 from the field, was just the monster that I think a lot of people expect him to be. He's been up and down this year. And it's weird to say that about a guy who plays on the team with the best record in the league, right? It's weird to say that about a guy. But people tend to knock on Jason Tatum a lot. And I'm one of those people at times. I feel like when they are in those losing moments for the Celtics, sometime he kind of crumbles, right? He falls apart. Like we
usually.
here's the rub to it. He's not usually losing. And
it's
so
fair.
You kind of take the good with the bad type thing. Like, yes, if he's losing a game, there's a good chance that he might do something dumb in the end and help the team lose officially. But they're usually up and they're usually winning. But last night was one of those nights to where I would have to eat crow because the Celtics were down for most of that game. And then here they come in the fourth quarter and they turn things around. This team, everybody really put a lot of stock. We've been disrespecting the Celtics. Let's start there. We've been disrespecting the Celtics for a little bit, whether it's Jason Tatum, whether it's Jaylen Brown can't go left, you know, or Drew Holiday can't shoot. Whatever the case is, there's always a reason Joe Mazzulla isn't great with X's and O's and he's not the leader that they need. Whatever the case is, there are a lot of storylines to go into why people think the Celtics haven't been great. And for the whole season, name a better, more consistent team than the Celtics.
I mean, for the first half, it was the Bucks, and they fired Adrian Griffin. And I have to say, since the trade deadline or just before then, yeah.
But even the Bucks were behind the Celtics at that point, right? As far as their record was concerned, even the Bucks weren't as good as the Celtics.
Yeah, just consistently winning.
Yeah, but
the Bucks were up
consistently winning.
I guess the Lakers won the in-season tournament, so
yeah. They did. They did, and they were a play-in team, right?
No, but nobody else has been a bastion of, like, winning day in and day out like the Celtics this year. You make a great point.
No, they haven't. And so last night they did what a championship team is supposed to do. They're down. Fourth quarter comes, and here they come. Derek White, man, is one of those guys that you hate playing against, but you love to play with. Like, this whole team has a bunch of those guys. Drew Holiday is another one of those dudes. You don't want to see him across the floor from you. Last night, Drew Holiday, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals. He's somebody that's he changed really the identity of the Celtics team when he came this season. And Indiana just didn't have enough, especially without Haliburton, with him on the bench in street clothes. Indiana just didn't have enough tonight. I'm curious to know from you, Jordan.
Yep.
Does Indiana get a game? Especially without Haliburton, if he's really nursing that hamstring.
I mean, with no Haliburton, probably not. There's really no chance that the Pacers, who already with Haliburton, dropped game one, and I'll get into that in a second. But ultimately, no, the Celtics have been pretty good at the right time of the year, right? And you're looking at how they're doing it. Thankfully, it's mostly their starters playing all the minutes, and you got a couple of guys basically giving them a spell off the bench at this point. You're not having to depend on 2 threes from Peyton Pritchard. You're not having to depend on Sam Hauser grabbing key rebounds. And once again, you're doing it all without Kristaps Porzingis, and that is because, thankfully, you have other guys like Derek White. I call him Snaggletooth, but yes, Derek White is a really good player, stepping up for the Celtics different times. Drew Holiday finally in these Eastern Conference Finals seems to be more like every game actually getting some points for them, which, yeah, in the point from the point guard position, like, you do need to score. In today's NBA, you've got to score. When the Celtics weren't getting any production from him, I get you got your three guys in Tatum, White, and Brown that are going to get your points, but you got to get some production from Drew Holiday. So the fact that he's offering that, I feel like that is able to spell the Celtics, you know, from coming off the bench and having to make up for that.
And also, man, old man Horford.
Thank you. Exactly what I was just getting to. Yeah.
Hasn't been necessarily amazing so far in these playoffs. But last night, he was great.
He was old vintage Horford.
He hit everything that he was supposed to hit. You know, game one, he had 15.
I think his 7 threes were the most that he's ever hit in any NBA game. And he's, what, 38?
Yeah, he couldn't miss last night.
So good.
Al Horford really helped push this Celtics team, you know, across the finish line last night. Well, I don't know why people keep leaving him open. Like, on that switch, for whatever reason,
it's because
they never stay with him. It's like, he can shoot, though. And if he's wide open, he's going to pull that, and it's going to be water. But for whatever reason, same play. That pick comes, they both follow the ball handler, leave him wide open at the top of the key. What are we doing?
It's like, because you've got to pick your poison. It's like when Dame and CJ were both on in a game, and I am not comparing our two small guard lineup that was literally peak Portland Trail Blazers to the championship contending Boston Celtics. What I'm trying to do is take an example that local fans would understand. Seeing Dame and CJ on one night at the same time, essentially the defense has to pick their poison. So they're going to try to defend Dame. They've got to choose in that situation. So they're probably going to let CJ drift a little and let him shoot the ball. And in this case, if I'm the defense, Rashad, I'm always letting Al Horford shoot the ball. I'm not ever going to try to let Jason Tatum get to the hole. I don't want Jaylen Brown to finish like he's so good at. So no, you let Al Horford essentially do what he did. If Al Horford beats you, I would say Rick Carlisle's going at the end of the night back to his assistant coaches and be like, you know, guys, like, we literally put their worst player up shooting open every time, and that's what happened to us. And it's just something that, you know, without Tyrese Halliburton, gosh, they almost got a win, but like, yeah, no, the Boston Celtics were better even without one of their starters, and it's because they have more of a complete team that is playing at peak at the right time of the year, Rashad. It's awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, and this is exactly, they're peaking at the right time. And sometimes I kind of feel like it's, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I can't remember which game we were talking about, but there was an injury to a major player. Forgive me, I can't remember who we were watching. And the fact
talking about Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, maybe.
Yeah, was it Jalen Brunson?
It might have been.
Honestly, I can't remember.
End of the Knicks series, yeah.
But you know, the argument was like, if a team doesn't have their best player, you should be able to. That should be a win. And sometimes it doesn't work like that, only because sometimes you don't game plan for the number two or number three. Like, you were going out there to make sure you could stop a Jalen Brunson, a Siakam, you know, fill in player here. You're right. So sometimes those other players that you're not really looking at and thinking about, they end up beating you. Nimhard last night, Andrew Nimhard, for me, we're going to talk about the best and worst players in the playoffs so far. He's been one of the best.
Yeah, definitely a coming out party for
him. He's really had a true coming out party. And last night in a loss, he was as good as he'll probably ever be in this league. But we've also seen stars made in these playoffs. Nobody knew about a dude named Jalen Brunson who played for Dallas, who just happened to be alongside of Luka at that point. Nobody knew anything about him. And then within a year, he became a star. We might be watching a star in the making with Andrew Nimhard, man. Like, just looking at the way he played, 32 points last night, 9 assists, 4 for 7 from 3. He hit everything, 12 for 21 from the field on the night. He really stepped up in Halliburton's absence, but I just don't think the Pacers have enough to keep up with this the Celtics team.
No, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, when you have a big star go down, you always basically draw the plays up for the next best score on your team, and that in this case was Andrew Nembhard. I'm surprised, you know, like, you need Nesmith hitting a couple of more shots, but he really didn't take many last night. I guess they just really, they had a flow in the offense, and they didn't really give it to the guys that weren't really flowing in that, which that was Nesmith, which that was Toppin. It was basically Nembhard and Turner and Siakam are bust, which is fine. But, oh, excuse me, I did forget TJ McConnell. Like, he did basically come off the bench. I think they probably should have started him instead of Ben Shepherd, because he ended up just finishing the game and playing a lot better for him. Shepherd, essentially, I don't think he hit a shot. I'm not looking at the box score, but, like, you talk about guys making impact plays throughout the series. Like, Ben Shepherd came up big, hitting a bunch of shots, like, for the Pacers in the last semifinal series. Now it seems like, in the moment where he's forced to perform, you get nothing from him.
No, he gave you absolutely nothing last night. His plus-minus was -8.
Oh, that's terrible.
0 points, one steal, one assist, three rebounds. So that's good for 0 for 4 from the field. I guess the only concern I would have if you did start TJ McConnell is you'll have two really small guards in the backcourt. Like, that would probably be the biggest knock on you at this point, because the Celtics, being a lot bigger than you, they are taking advantage, and they're really going for it. You look at their starters and how many minutes they played. Like, nobody's playing 32 minutes. You know, Jaylen Brown, 38 minutes. Derek White, 35. Holiday, 38. Jason Tatum played 44 minutes yesterday.
They're just leaning on their guys like they should.
Let's just go ahead and lean on our starters, because they're not good enough to stop us. And we thought that there was a chance last night that Indiana could pull it out. And unfortunately, you know, without Halliburton, and who knows, they only won by three. So with Halliburton, maybe they win that game. You know, you never really know. But either way, the Celtics are in a commanding position, up 3-0, looking at an opportunity to go back to the NBA Finals and hopefully take home the 18th banner for the Celtics. Would it be 18 or 19? This would be 18, yeah?
Who cares? They've got a bunch. So, like, I'm not a Celtics fan. So, yeah, I think they've got almost 20, and that would be near 20. So good for them. But really, I guess the point that you really get into, Rashad, talking about the Pacers almost getting there in Game 3 but not, was that more of like a symptom of maybe a hangover from Game 1 when they gave up that 5-point lead? Because can we just talk for a second about how Indiana really did? They had the start of this series.
Yeah.
You know, with Halliburton on the floor, 5 points up, what, under 20 seconds to go in Game 1, 2 turnovers.
Not fouling at the end.
Yeah, and not fouling, up by three. Up by three. And you allow one of their best shooters to shoot a three to take you to overtime. Yeah, Carlisle said that was on him, but we got to highlight, like, yo, the Pacers, they're almost there in Game 3. They had it in Game 1, and then one of their best players goes down with injury, so now basically a bench player steps up, offers you nothing, and this is what happens. You had it in your grasp. And even without Halliburton yesterday, I do feel like if they won Game 1, it would have been a different story. Momentum is huge at this point in the playoffs, and I just mentioned how Boston's playing super well, probably best basketball of the season at the right time. And Indiana, I mean, what did Suk say this week? 250 times in the playoffs and playoff series in NBA history, teams have been up by three with like under 10 seconds to go, or, you know, just almost no time on the clock. And 250 times to that point, that team always won, Rashad. That is not just an epic collapse by the Indiana Pacers.
Historically, just
all-time terrible.
Yeah.
And that has to be weighing on you going into Game 2 and 3.
Oh, you're definitely thinking about it at this point. And I think that might have been the issue. They couldn't get that out of their heads. Yeah, and mind you, I'm not in their locker room. We're not in their locker room. I haven't read anything to that effect. But you can see it on their face. You could see it in their expression. Like, they knew that they were losing that game. They couldn't get Game 1 out of their head as far as how they lost. And sometimes those disappointing losses, it's tough to get over, because you know the series would be very different. You steal one on their home floor, man, all you got to do is get one at home, and this is a series. And so, yeah, they've got a lot of work to do. There has never been a team to come back from 3-0. I don't think the Pacers are any exception at this point. And so, I mean, I don't want to write them off yet. But we got to remember, it's been a hell of a season for the Pacers. They're probably not supposed to be here. And it's kind of poetic justice almost that Halliburton or that Halliburton is hurt, because if you look at their route to the Eastern Conference Finals, somebody had to get hurt in every series that they played in for them to really kind of have the edge.
It's a good point.
And so now that Halliburton is down again with the hamstring, you know, this might have been chickens coming home to roost, you know, for this Indiana team. However, they played in the play-in, and then here they are, one of the four teams left in the NBA playoffs looking for an opportunity for a championship. So that's saying something about the year that they had. I don't know how Rick Carlisle didn't win Coach of the Year. He probably should have. You know, there was a lot of chatter around the Pacers at the beginning of the season and how well they were doing. And, I'm going to tip my cap to them for a good season, because let's go ahead and be real. This series is over. This series is over. And it's okay for us to say that. Like, there's a 3-0 lead. History's not on their side. There's never been a team to come back from 3-0 and win the series. So let's just go ahead and mark in the Celtics for the next round and for the NBA Finals.
I don't think anybody was beating Mark Daigneault, Coach of the Year, unfortunately. No, I mean, Rick Carlisle's been there before. Daigneault's kind of one of the new upcomers.
Not with this team, though. Not with this team.
Of course.
So I think there's something to be said for that.
I hear you.
So you can win it more than once. You can win Employee of the Month more than once, right?
Well, apparently, if you're Dwight Schrute, you can win it twice, and instead of a pay raise, you just get a plaque instead. So good for you.
Good for you. I'll take the plaque. I'll take that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.